Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free For All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about here at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, we're praying for all those that are in the path of Hurricane Matthew. Watched a lot of that last night, turned it back on this morning, and watched more of it to see what was going on. I think it's a strange name that they picked for this devastating storm, because the name Matthew, at least in the books that I had, is a gift from God. So is this storm a gift from God? It is leaving death and pillaging as it goes along its way. Anyway, let's continue to pray for those in the path as things are progressing in this storm and getting worse in some areas yet to be hit. Well, it is Free For All Friday, where you can talk. You can talk about almost anything you want to talk about. And talk is cheap, right? No, talk is very costly. Hillary Clinton charges hundreds of thousands of dollars just to give a speech. Or is it pay to play? Progressive liberals, their lies have cost us dearly. It's costing us liberty. And in the wake of Planned Parenthood, it's costing us lives. For the sake of women's rights, we're killing babies. It's costing us jobs as they sell America down the tube with their D.C. occupying offices and cutting deals. Political correctness, that kind of talk, has cost you and I our freedom of speech. Talk is anything but cheap. The lies of the politician is no laughing matter. Although if we don't laugh, we will surely go insane. The lying politicians are stealing your money. They're stealing your rights, your liberty, but at the end of the day, the buck stops here. We the people are the only ones who can put the lies and the crimes of the politicians to rest. Where do you get your news and who do you listen to? Talk is anything but cheap. I have here a list of Hillary speaking fees. And I can't imagine that anyone, I don't care how brilliant they might be, and I don't consider her to be brilliant at all, is worth $335,000 to give a speech. The cheapest speech on here was $100,000 even, and that was to the California Medical Association. This list goes on and on and on. She charged $225,000 to a pharmaceutical care management association. Massachusetts Conference for Women was $265,500. I don't know where they come up with that odd amount. Let's Talk Entertainment Incorporated. She talked there several times for $265,000 a talk. Do you believe that those are what she charges for speeches? And she dares to talk about anything else? And the evil rich that she complains about and how they're not paying their fair share? How many of these speeches does she give a year? Many Americans, me included, would be glad to make $50,000 a year She gets $150,000, $100,000, $225,000, $335,000 each time she talks. If she gave one speech a month, no one's speech is worth that much. Something's going on, isn't it? Something's going on. Yes, talk is not cheap. Not if you're hiring Hillary Clinton to do your speech. And it wasn't cheap for the lawyer who worked for WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. I don't know if I'm saying his name right, because right after Julian divulged some emails and things, his lawyer was killed on August 15th when he was run over by a commuter train in Britain. They say he committed suicide. Well, that's kind of an odd way to commit suicide, jump in front of a train. I guess people have their ways. But it's suspicious. Do you not believe that it is suspicious? It's just really strange how people who butt heads with Hillary Clinton end up dead. And it was because of an attempt on his life that Julian didn't make his great October announcement on Tuesday, which was a little embarrassing to some of the talk show hosts that were counting on that. You know, Hillary, as she tells us what she's going to do if she becomes president of the United States, and Lord help us, you need to be on your knees praying that this woman does not get elected. She is a murderer. She is a thief. She's guilty of treason. These are me. This is my opinion from what I'm assessing from the news that we get. She wants to bring and increase the refugees coming into this country. She tells us we have a humanitarian duty. Yet she's perfectly okay with the murderers of babies through abortion. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. And she's okay with our veterans being treated badly. But we have a humanitarian duty to these refugees, but not to our own babies, and not to our own heroes, our own vets. Well, in a Swedish court, it releases a gang rapist. There are several of them. And it's looking like it's a Sharia thing. They gang raped a young woman. Are you ready for this? Who was crippled and in a wheelchair. She couldn't get away. She said no, but she couldn't fight. And because she didn't fight, it wasn't really a rape. These are the kind of people that Hillary's okay with bringing into the United States of America. But of course, if you're Hillary Clinton and you admire Margaret Sanger, that woman in the wheelchair didn't need to be alive anyway. She didn't deserve to live. We need to do society a favor. Well, she didn't die, but she was gang raped over and over and over again while sitting in her wheelchair. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday. Talk isn't cheap, but I'm giving you some airtime today, and it's not cheap, trust me. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free For All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. And if you don't call, we're going to talk about what I want to talk about. But right now we've got two calls. We've got CW in Missouri. CW, how are you today?
I'm fine. I've got another real good reason. I mean, I think of a lot of them, but I got another real good reason why that Hillary Clinton should never be president of the United States.
All right.
She is, wants to put a 65% death tax on everyone. In other words, when you die, she thinks 65% of all the stuff you worked hard for all your life should go to the federal government. And I want my stuff to go to my family. And that alone right there ought to be a good reason to vote for Donald Trump.
Absolutely. You know what, CW, I'm going to make a joke here. I've told my five children not to worry that I was going to split my debt five ways with them. But if you know, if Hillary takes 65% of it, that's less debt for my kids to split.
You got that right. There will be much less.
All right. Thank you, CW.
I'll tell you what, there's so many. I guess we'll probably rig this debate like they rigged all of them so far this Sunday. They all rig them in favor of Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I sure do appreciate what you're doing to this election. If I had the money, I'd put you on network TV every night.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Really, you know, very few people telling the truth about this election.
No, there isn't. There's not very many. And you know, I have, and I'll get to that here later, I have a new news source that's a
conservative news source, and they have some of the things that are in these emails. What is really damning is that she let them know where Chris Stevens was going to be.
Yeah.
So was she guilty of his murder or just negligent or what? But anyway, there's just so much that this woman is guilty of.
I want to say one more thing to the Christian people. I'm an assistant pastor. So I understand a lot of the Christian people are not too crazy about Donald Trump, and I'm not trying to say he's no saint or anything. But if we want to keep our religious freedom, we better vote for Donald Trump, because Hillary wants to make every religion equal. She wants to make the Muslim religion equal to the Christian religion, and she wants to make it where we can't say anything against any other religion, that they're all equal. And if she gets to put two or three judges in, they will make it where we won't have even freedom of speech to even say what religion we want. And that's a good reason. If we want freedom of religion, the Christians had better get out and vote for Trump.
I had a listener in Illinois call me yesterday morning. He thought it was Friday. he called me yesterday morning, and he said that he thought I should tell people just kind of what you just said. If they don't like Trump and they don't like Hillary and they don't know who to vote for, to start asking yourself questions like, are you for abortion?
Right.
And just go down the line, even though you don't like the personality of Donald Trump, he says, we can only go by what he says, because he's not done anything yet. He says he's against abortion, and he says he's going to secure the borders, and he's going to take care of national security and our military and our vets, and he says he's going to put jobs in place and get things rolling back in, get rid of some of the regulations and get things rolling back here in the United States of America so we can be prosper again. And so he said, start asking yourself those questions and then figure out who you want to vote for.
There's one thing about it. If Trump don't do what he says, we can get rid of him in 4 years. But
absolutely.
If Hillary gets elected, she's in there for 8 years, because when she runs again, all these illegal immigrants will be citizens and they'll all vote for her.
Well, you know, I was listening to, I can't remember which Fox commentator it was last night, but they've been saying, they've been using the same words, that if they try to trap Trump Sunday night again, that he needs to use Ronald Reagan's phrase, like, well, there you go again.
Yeah.
There you go again.
Pence said that the other night.
Yes, and they've been repeating it, and I think he should. Well, there you go again, Hillary. Thank you, CW.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much for your call. We have a special caller I'm going to go to now. Now, he doesn't think he's special, but he is special. And this is my brother, Phil. I talked about him and our vets on Wednesday, and he told me yesterday, he said, I'm going to call in. So this is my brother, Phil, and he just had the honor of being honored on the honor flight here in the state of Missouri. Phil, how are you doing this morning?
Okay, how about you, Beth?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to everybody about the honor flight. Like you said, I was lucky enough to go on one this week. And I'd seen it on TV and everything, and it looked like a pretty nice thing.
Yeah?
Well, let me tell you, that doesn't do justice to it. It's something extremely nice that they've done for the veterans. It's just the most amazing thing I ever saw in my whole life. And these people work selflessly to help the veterans any way they can. We got on a plane, we got on a bus and went to St. Louis. We got on a plane and went to D.C., and the support that was shown for the veterans was the most amazing thing I ever saw.
Well, we need to show support to our veterans. I think we've failed in that in the United States here in the last many, many years.
Anyway, I want to talk up the honor flight. I want to ask people, they spend an enormous amount of money to help, you know, to help the veterans. I would ask people to help them in any way they can, whether it be monetarily, time, whatever they can do. These people really are special.
You know, and it's there's so much involved in that, and unless you go and see it, you don't really understand. And we went to see. Of course, we only saw what was taking place there in Colombia when you returned, but we knew what was, you know, seeing it and knowing it is two different things. But you had support every step of the way from the time you left Colombia, got on the bus, drove to St. Louis, to the time you got on the airplane, and you had crowds that were meeting you every step of the way.
That's true. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was really something.
And when you came back, I think, you know, and of course my grandkids that were able to be there and see you come back, they were just in awe, not just of you and everyone else, but those motorcycles, the guardians that brought you in. And what an honor that was that
there
you
was
had
a,
you had one that was a grandson on the motorcycles.
That's true. And there was 240 some of them.
242 is what they told us.
Buses,
yeah.
As far as you could see.
Uh-huh.
There were taillights of all these motorcycles and some of the police, and it was amazing.
It was amazing. And did you have people over the overpasses waving you on?
There were people over the overpasses that was cheering us on. I couldn't believe it. Then there was fireworks going off and people flashing their lights out of cars and a bonfire. It was something else.
Wow.
The support, it was really something else.
It was amazing.
I ask everybody to support them way they can. I also ask them
to
support the people that are giving me the chance to say this on the air.
Absolutely.
In other words, you.
Well, you're very welcome, brother. You're very welcome. I appreciate you so much. You know, and you talked about how emotional it was, and they had the mail call, and I have no idea what that was like for you when you were in the service. I was 14 when you left, and I remember sitting and writing to you as a teenage baby sister, and you know, so when I was writing the letter to you for your mail call, of course, I think mine was the only one that was 3 pages long. His baby sister not only talks, she writes too much sometimes. But as I was doing that, I was having the emotional memories of while you were over there and what went on at home while you were gone, and you know, how we missed you and we were concerned and worried about you. And the only thing we could do was to write you letters and pray for you, which we did. And anyway. We're going into a break, brother. I appreciate you so much.
Okay, love you too, sis.
All right, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
We're going into a break. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. I'm a little emotional at the moment. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. And if you don't call, you listen to what I want to talk about. Right now, I'm on a tyrant. Oh. All right, I just got told we have Mike from Pennsylvania. Mike, how are you today?
Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sir.
I've got a comment. I live in South Central Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And all the polls are showing Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere I go, I see 10 Donald Trump signs to maybe one Hillary sign out in the yards. It doesn't matter if I'm in the country, the suburbs, or going through the cities. And I just can't understand where they get this polling information.
Well, but go ahead.
That's the way it goes, I guess.
I had told somebody earlier this week that I don't believe the polls. And that they said, well, I hope you're right. But even the, and they say you can't judge the polling by the crowds. But Chelsea spoke, oh, where was it? I think it was in Iowa. 125 people are all that showed up for her. Trump goes out and speaks, and you've got thousands of people there. Well, he is kind of like a celebrity. But Hillary Clinton charges over $300,000 to speak, but she can't bring them in. She can't bring them into these rallies and these things.
That's the way it was here in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump was at in Lancaster County, 3,000 people. Mm-hmm. Hillary was in Harrisburg, and there was less than 1,000. And what, now I question about these telephone polls that people, you know, they call me. If I don't know the phone number
on
my
answer
caller ID, I don't answer it.
You know, when they call and want a survey, I always tell them to listen to my show, and I'll let them know my opinion.
Excellent. Okay.
I appreciate
work.
I have. I'm good. Before you hang up, I want to tell you I've got a little theory on some of this poll, on some of these polls. If they keep pushing it that Hillary's winning, then they think a lot of people say, well, I'm just not going to go to the polls. I'm just not going to go vote. It's fixed, and I'm not going to go vote. And I think that's one reason Trump is telling everybody, you've got to get out there and vote and watch your polls. You've got to watch
it.
Your election.
I believe it.
Go ahead.
Now, I don't know. Last year in Frederick County, Maryland, they were having trouble with their computerized voting machines where people were voting Republican candidates, mm-hmm. and the machine kept on checking off Democratic candidates. And so I just wonder what problems we're going to have in 30 days.
You know, I think people are going to be very angry if things don't go well, because I refuse to believe that many Americans are fooled by Hillary Clinton's crimes. Now, I did have a caller. I had a caller 2 weeks ago, and she said the only reason she's voting for is because she's female, and she thought I was too rough on her. And I'm thinking, why on earth would you do that? It just makes absolutely no sense to me.
This is true. Thank you very much for having me on.
You're welcome, Mike. Thank you for. I mean, you're
Thank
welcome,
you.
Mike. Thank
God
you for
bless.
Calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We have Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you?
Fidel, how you doing? Long time no talk.
I know. How you been, sir?
Not too shabby. Just glad that the hurricane didn't come up here.
It's not done coming, so it's still...
Yeah, but it kind of stalled and it's hanging around down there, so let's stay there. Well, I have family in Florida, so, you know.
I understand.
But they know what to do, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I'd like to say is, number one, we have to be very vigilant on polling day. I've seen it last time I was up in Maryland with my girlfriend. I made it back down here to vote, but anyway... I was up there, and they were wheeling people in on gurneys to vote for Obama. There was a couple people, they didn't even know what planet they were on, okay? And this lady wheeled her right up to the thing, grabbed her hand, and actually pushed the button for her with her finger, the other lady's finger. I mean, that's got to end. I mean, you know, the comatose, the catatonic, and the dead aside, the people who want to vote for Trump, we have to be very vigilant. You know, I got posters all over the place. I talk to everybody I can. And there's so many people out there just so ignorant. It's incredible. And like I tell them, a lot of them, I say, look, if you had voted for Obama strictly because he's black, you're as guilty as those who voted against him strictly because he's black. You know
Absolutely.
You know, and the people who are voting for Hillary strictly because she's a woman, that's ridiculous. It's like saying, you know, well, Hitler's a woman, I'm going to vote for him or her, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's insane. And, you know, I mean, her crimes are many. If we had done, if you, I, or anybody committed 1/100th of her crimes, we'd be sitting in a prison cell.
You're right.
This is, you know, also I'd like to say one more thing. People who say illegal immigrants, please, they're not immigrants. They're illegal aliens. An immigrant is somebody who comes here legally.
Yes.
An alien is somebody who comes here illegally. Get the distinction right.
All right. I think I'm guilty there, too.
Okay.
I think I'm guilty, too, Mike. Thank you so much. I have in my hand an article regarding a speech that the CEO of Planned Parenthood gave. It was a campaign rally for Hillary Clinton and bringing in, you know, trying to bring in money. And she admits, well, she says, I don't really actually know. I don't know that there's an exact answer for that. Meaning, do babies when do babies have constitutional rights? You see, they don't believe that an unborn child has any rights. But they believe an unborn eagle does. But they believe that, or they are lying. They don't believe this for 1 minute, folks. That abortion is health care, or that abortion is the right of a woman, that abortion is a contraceptive. It's not. It's the ending of a life. It's not health care because it's a procedure that is very dangerous. It doesn't protect life in any way, shape, size, or form. It ends a life. Hillary Clinton admires Margaret Sanger. Richards, Cecilia Richards, who is the CEO of Planned Parenthood, if you remember, she makes $500,000 a year. 47. Or 40% or 40, I think it's 40%, 47% of Planned Parenthood's revenue comes from taxpayer dollars. And this woman makes $500,000 a year. Richard says, until a pregnancy is viable, women have the right to abort their babies. They're calling them babies. They're not calling them tissue anymore, are they? How evil, how bold. What a lie. What a lie is being told to the American people. What a lie is being told to these women who find themselves in this situation for whatever reason. And they're desperate. And they're hurting. And their only help is get rid of it. Just get rid of it. We have some callers and we're going into a break. I'm going to, when we come back, after I've taken the caller, Mike in Illinois is hanging on. We're going to talk about the election with Mike. When we come back, I want to share with you some of the things this woman said and what Margaret Sanger said. And Hillary Clinton admires her. So if you admire Hillary because she's a female, you need to stop it. Because she is not taking care of women. No, she takes care of Hillary. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is free for all for Friday. 877-895-5410. And we the people, we're going to take a stand. And we're going to watch the election polls. We're going to watch the election precincts. And we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals. Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. We're in the final segment of today's show. My goodness, it's the fastest hour of the day. We're going to quickly go to Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. You know, if Charles Manson, for those who remember the Manson family back around 1969, if Charles Manson was running for president, would people be voting for him? Because unfortunately, you can draw a lot of parallels that go directly from the way Manson ran his family and the murders committed by those that were under his control to Hillary Clinton, and how people have been murdered around her and Bill and the various crimes she's been guilty of. I mean, if you've got a conscience, and we're unfortunately preaching to the choir here.
Yes, we are.
But, wake those up that don't want to listen to you and ask them, would they put Charles Manson in? Would they vote for Charles Manson as candidate for president? Because there's not much of a difference between her and him. He's inside still wanting to do bad, and she's outside still continuing to do bad.
And getting away with it.
Absolutely. And last, real quick, everybody put some money in an envelope today. Send it to Beth. Let's keep this program on the air. Let's keep Beth's voice open and on the air, because if her voice is gone, we're going to be in the darkness. And you don't want to be in the darkness, especially if you don't have anybody close around there, around to you, because you're not going to be able to find your way out. At least this way, we're getting the straight news, and I think Beth is doing what's righteous, and we should not be worried about doing what's right. We should be concerned about doing that which is righteous. Thanks for everything you do, Beth. Mm-hmm. You have a great weekend, and thanks for your producers, too. We appreciate everybody.
Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate that. I'm going to get back on Planned Parenthood for a second. And I will say, you know, we started out saying talk is cheap. You know, that's the old saying, but it's not cheap. And I think I've shared with you before to keep the radio just to sustain. It has nothing to do with me. Just to sustain is $6,800 a month. And we're not quite making that. Now, Planned Parenthood, this woman, she says, while the abortion industry claims that late-term abortions are an insignificant number of abortions, and they're only done because, are you listening, of a disability the baby has, or to protect the life of the mother, the evidence says just the opposite, says Lily Rose, Live Action president and founder. Lily Rose, if you remember, she's the young girl that actually went in to these abortion clinics and caught them in unlawful acts. An insignificant number of abortions is one death. Remember when Obama gets on his high horse? It's his words, you know. On gun control, if only one life is saved. We lose millions of babies to abortion. Millions of babies. And late-term abortion has nothing to do with saving the mother's life. By that time, you could give a live birth. You don't have to kill the baby. Let's be honest about that. So, thinking about what she just said, let's look at what Margaret Sanger says. Now, this is tough. I want you to understand. Hillary Clinton accuses Trump of being a bigot, of being a racist, of being a white supremacist. He's none of those things. Does he say things he shouldn't, or in a way that he shouldn't? Yes. He may say mean things. Planned Parenthood Margaret Sanger says, Slavs, Latin, and Hebrew immigrants are human weeds. A dead weight of human waste. Blacks, soldiers, and Jews are a menace to the race. What's that sound like to you? She's the founder of Planned Parenthood. She also says, our objective is unlimited sexual gratification without the burden of unwanted children. Women must have the right to live and to love and to be lazy, to be an unmarried mother, to create, to destroy. The marriage bed is the most degenerative influence in the social order. The most merciful thing, are you listening? The most merciful thing that a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. Margaret Sanger, admired by Hillary Clinton. She's her words, not mine, her words. I admire Margaret Sanger. Then we have Albert Schweitzer. Reverence for life affords me my fundamental principle of morality. Namely, the good consists in maintaining, assisting, and enhancing life. And to destroy, to harm, or to hinder life is evil. Planned Parenthood is evil. Yes, it is. Abortion is evil. Bill O'Reilly won't say this, but I will. Hillary Clinton, Margaret Sanger, and this head of CEO of Planned Parenthood are evil. Those who want to bring murder and destruction upon a land, to take of a life to save your own, is the most selfish and evil thing you can possibly do. We talked about the honor flight, how we honor our vets who give their lives. Those vets that go on this honor flight, they're honoring the ones who didn't come back. What about these babies? They had no opportunity for life. Will you honor them? I have a Red Ribbon campaign. Very few of you have joined that. You wear the ribbon, you wear the t-shirt, you wear the wristband, and you tell people, I'm giving honor to these babies who had no chance for life because of the selfish hearts, the evil hearts of liberal progressives that believe their lives go above someone else's. The liberal progressives are the same ones who spit on our veterans, who wouldn't let them off the airplanes when they came home. You need to be angry. We need to stop that. That is not who we are, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. We are Americans who love one another, who care about life, who care about liberty, who care about the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, and property. We the people are a republic. And it's time that we the people, you, me, your neighbors, put a stop to this murdering woman, this murdering socialistic, liberal, progressive ideal that takes life and takes liberty for their own gain. And that's who Hillary Clinton is. She's not a female supporting females. We the people need to realize the truth and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio. P.O. Box 73. California, Missouri. 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.